The Lord Jesus Christ, our God, who said to send the disciples on the apostles, many broken righteous men have desired to see which you see and have not seen them, and to hear which you hear and have not heard them, but as for eyes for they see, and your ear for they hear. May we be ordered to hear to enter the Holy Gospel to the prayer of your sins. Remember also our Master, have been in us to remember in supplication the prayer which you offer upon to you, O Lord our God, those have already fallen asleep, repose them, those who are sick, heal them. For you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Gospel according to our teacher, Saint Luke the Evangelist. May his holy blessing be with us all. Amen. From the Psalms of our Father David, the prophet and the king, may his holy blessing be with us all. Amen. The Lord has not sworn and will not relent. You are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. The Lord is at your right hand, therefore he shall lift up the head. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. And he came down with them and stood on a level with the place of the crowd at his disciples, and a great multitude of people from all Judea and Jerusalem, and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, who came to hear him and be healed of their diseases, as well as those who were tormented with unclean spirits, and they were healed. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for power went out of him and healed them all. And he lifted up his eyes towards his disciples and said, Blessed are you the poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who hunger now, for you shall be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you shall laugh. Blessed are you when men hate you, and when they exclude you, and when they revile you, and cast you out for your name as evil, for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for indeed your reward is great in heaven. For in the like manner their fathers did to their prophets.
Glory be to God forever. Amen.
Give us day our daily bread, forgive our trespasses, and we forgive to those who trespass against us.
Ειρήνη πόση.
Ο μας ο Λόγιος has broken every bond of ours in this world. He's giving life, giving suffering, who breathed into the face of his sainted disciple.
And all the apostles said to them, Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sin of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sin of any, they are retained. Now also, our Master, you have given grace through your holy apostle to those who for a time labor in a priesthood in your holy church to forgive sin upon the earth and to bind and to lose every bond of iniquity. Now also we ask in the goodness of the Lord of mankind for your servants, my brethren, my weakness, those who bow their heads before your holy glory, dispense to us your mercy and lose every bond of our sins if we have committed any sin against you knowingly or unknowingly, or through anguish of heart or with or deed or word. Or from the hardness, O Master, who know the weakness of men, add a good one and lover of mankind, O God. Grant us the forgiveness of our sins, bless us, purify us, absolve us, and all our people. Fill us with your fear and strengthen us for your holy goodwill. For you, our God, and the glory and the honor and the dominion and the worship are due unto you, with your good Father and the Holy Spirit, the giver of life, who is of one ism with you now and in all times, and into the ages of ages. Amen.
Father art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Teach me the one in Christ, so our Lord, amen, and the power and the glory forever and ever. Then, The prayer of the third hour of this blessed day we offer to Christ our King and our God, beseeching Him to forgive us our sins from the Son of our Father David the Prophet and King. May blessing be upon us all. Amen.